Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. I know it's Labor Day, and very few probably are, but I hope you'll pick it up later. Got Larry on the phone, and I think probably the first thing we need to really talk about is the hurricane. And really looks like this could be a showstopper, so to speak. I wanted to read this. This hurricane is now actually a Category 6, if there was such a thing. In other words, they have these branches of miles per hour. They run between probably 15 miles an hour up to about 21. For each category, you add 20, you add 18, you add 20, or whatever it is to get to the next category. Well, if you add up, a Category 5 starts at 156 miles per hour. Well, if you were to add in 20 to 25 miles an hour, we're already above it, which would take it into, if you use the same standard, you would already be in a Category 6. Going on to a Category 7. Got this one. Larry can fill us in on the latest, but Hurricane Dorian makes landfall in Elbow Cay in the Abaco Islands as a Category 5, sustained winds 185, according to the National Hurricane, gusts over 220 miles an hour. I think the last thing we heard was 225, right, Larry?
Yeah, the last report that I heard, and it's also posted on Drudge, is maximum sustained winds at 185 miles per hour, gusts are at 225 miles per hour, movement 5 miles per hour.
Yeah, now they're talking about a cold front up to the north that may prevent it from turning north. What is the deal there?
Well, it's a front up in Canada. The northwest, and they were projecting that in the making it move one way or the other, but most of the meteorologists are saying that's so far away, we don't have the time to wait on it to come down.
Uh-huh. So then are they saying look out for Florida people? I mean, it's not that far from Florida anyway.
Yeah, it's about 100, and I think the latest was 143 miles out in the Atlantic. But the latest report, the governor, DeSantis, came on a while ago and told Florida that he wanted people to begin to take this really serious and indicated that he said this could possibly be an impact event. And he wanted people to begin to prepare, and some are telling people if you're going to stay, have at least 7 days of food and water.
If they could even survive it, supposing it stays at a Category 5 or above. I mean, that would be devastating. But how would they survive that?
I have no idea, including in the Bahamas, I believe they said the incoming wave line was something like 23 feet.
Wow. It says here, this is from Hal Turner, the National Hurricane Center has released its 11 p.m. Now, that was some time ago. According to a furious staffers inside the Hurricane Center, their report contains deliberate lies to conceal the severity of Hurricane Dorian. In short, staffers claim the government is withholding the truth because no one wants tourists to flee Florida early, which would cause millions in lost business. According according to the NHC staffers who have direct access to Hurricane Hunter aircraft flight data, drop zones or whatever they call them have shown winds in excess of 157 miles per hour since about 10 a.m. Despite these readings, they have failed to upgrade Hurricane Dorian to a Category 5. And as I was saying, actually, no, even though there is no such thing, it's Category 6. Because business interests with powerful political connections have made it clear they do not want tourists fleeing the state when there is some chance that the hurricane might turn. Those interests are allegedly flexing their political muscles, which has resulted in the National Hurricane Administration withholding accurate Category 5 designations. Staffers within the NHC have said the computer model showing a hurricane taking a sharp turn to the north were totally dependent upon a cold trough that was supposed to develop, over the Great Lakes. That trough would have affected a ridge of high pressure over eastern U.S., causing it to move out to sea, thus clearing the way for Hurricane Dorian to take its natural route to the north. The trouble is, they now say, the trough never developed. The ridge of high pressure is sort of situated north of Hurricane Dorian and is preventing it, actually, from turning northward. The ridge can be seen in the grass below, and he's got these weather maps, and I flew aircraft for a long time and as a result had to study meteorology very intently, and they're right. I don't see how this hurricane can do anything if the charts are correct other than to hit Florida head on. And the high pressure ridge is not moving. Anyway, evacuation orders had been rescinded in several areas of the Florida's east coast. Well, Larry, you and I both know that the only route out of there is one interstate highway. Isn't that Highway 95 or something like that?
Yeah, they're very limited on the ability to get many people in one direction to get out of there. And you know well as I do how usually when you have mass evacuations, it doesn't go well anyway. So this is a disaster waiting to happen, and I can see now why the governor, and you know well as I do, that they delayed a long time. We already knew it was a Category 5, almost
yes.
Probably 12 to 15 hours before they ever come out and said it was. So they're delaying
yep.
the data. They're delaying the data getting to the people. So really the people can't make a good decision and certainly can't. You know, they've been telling them this is going to kick north. Now, if that's not accurate, they're going to take a head-on of a massive storm.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder sometimes if some of this isn't deliberate. I hate to say that, but, they were just talking about the money. It reminds me of the movie Dante's Peak, remember, where the geologist said that volcano there is going to blow, and everybody poo-pooed him, and they wouldn't move because of economics.
Yeah.
And, of course, in the movie, it did blow and killed a lot of people, so... It makes you wonder if we're not dealing with the same thing here again. And if this thing, as far as I know from what I heard, it's still building, correct? It never stopped.
It's not losing any strength at all. It's building. It's strengthening.
Okay, now we also have, which is probably part of the reason this thing is building, this looks like the perfect storm. Actually, we have a solar storm still in progress that actually feeds this hurricane. Now, I don't quite understand it, but James McKinney, a scientist who they pretty much shut up when he gets a little over the top as far as deep state is concerned, more or less said that hurricanes are fed by these kind of storms. In the latest space weather alert I heard, Larry, correct me if I'm wrong, the planetary K index has now reached level 6, and a moderately strong G2 class geomagnetic storm is still in progress. That's true, isn't it?
Well, that's exactly true, Stuart, and I've been forwarding you those updates, and they're coming across four and five every day. This thing, it's odd that this excitement of the atmosphere by the sun activity, it started about the time this hurricane really got to zooming, if you will, and it grew into a monster, and the solar storms have continued all the way through. They're still going on, and this thing is still growing.
Okay, here are the headlines from Drudge. Watch and wait. Now, catastrophic Cat 5. Dorian strikes with record fury. 200-plus mile-per-hour gusts. This is obviously Bahamas. Next turn, critical for the United States. Mandatory evacuations have been now ordered for Palm Beach, including Mar-a-Lago. And then he goes into the computer models, details. Small deviation in track could bring intense core onto the Florida coast. Folks, I know I got people down there that I know, and I just hope that they don't try and ride it, this thing out. If it strengthens anything beyond what it is now, it's going to devastate anything that thing hits. This is really, really bad news. So anyway, heads up, and don't be fooling with this thing. Don't think for a minute you can ride this thing out in your house. You won't have a house if it hits as a Category 5 or 6. We don't know yet whether it's going to keep intensifying or whether it's going to decrease like they're trying to claim it is. That's one issue. Now, the other issue is what's going on in Israel. What's the latest there, Larry? We only got a few minutes. I only did 15.
Well, the latest there, Stuart, is the anti-tank missile attack out of Lebanon on an Israeli base and Israeli IDF vehicles, and Israel replied with artillery. Of course, at the same time, Israel is moving large numbers of tanks, artillery, and troops up to the northern border. So there seems that something is really interesting going on that border. And by the same token, the Lebanese military and the Hezbollah forces have all abandoned their military bases, evacuated their post, and are gone into hiding as they've begun this attack on Israel. So we'll just have to see where this goes. Israel did retaliate with artillery fire, tank fire, and then also I think their Air Force was bombing in southern Lebanon. So this is building. I did, by the way, Stuart, I just wanted to tell people I did get a text from Dan Gordon, and he says really this is a good time to pray. He says this looks like if it doesn't stop, that it may go to a full major war there in the Middle East.
Yeah, now Dan is a member of the IDF. He's an officer, right, of fairly high rank.
Yeah.
Yeah, we interviewed him. A very interesting fellow. Well, that's about it, folks. We just wanted to give you a heads up. You had that Texas shooting. And, of course, the hue and cry from the Democrats, get the guns, rather than do what should be done, which is arm everybody so that they can take down these idiots when they're doing that. And this has all the hallmarks of a trigger, psychological, I don't know what you want to call that, Manchurian candidate type of thing. I don't know, Larry. What do you think?
It reminds me of the old term psyops.
Yes. Yep. And normally, under these circumstances, the person gets killed because dead people don't talk and they don't reveal whether they were on drugs or what happened. But the move to get the guns, the move for the red flag laws is going to accelerate. They got to get the guns, folks. And anyway, that's about it for now. 5.0 earthquake in Juneau, Alaska. And that whole area all the way down through is heating up. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And if anything really catastrophic develops, we will certainly do an update for everybody. I know it's Labor Day, and most people are not paying any attention, and that's one reason why they are not evacuating on the east coast of Florida. Anyway, good night, everyone. Take care. Heads up, your redemption draweth nigh. Good night.